Goldsby, and I'm from Kansas State University, and I'm here to present my MS work in the area of nitrogen source and timing effect on carbohydrate status of Bermuda grass and tall fescue. Non-structural carbohydrates, or NSC, is energy source for turf growth and recovery. This can be recovery from excessive traffic, as well as turf grass's ability to recover from winter stress. NSC is also a good overall indicator of physiological health and or stress tolerance in turf grass. Studies have shown that non-structural carbohydrates decrease with higher nitrogen rates. This can be attributed to the fact that excess nitrogen promotes vegetative growth and depletes these NSC levels. Slow-release nitrogen sources provide a potential solution to this problem by their ability to moderate turf grass vegetative growth. Polymer-coated N sources are not dependent on microbial activity for N release, therefore they provide a more predictable and precise rate of nitrogen release. Several studies have also shown higher non-structural carbohydrate levels in winter improve low temperature survival of various turf species. With that, our objective of our study was to compare spring versus late summer applications of polymer-coated nitrogen sources to the more traditional nitrogen sources on four parameters: non-structural carbohydrates, visual quality, color, and finally, low temperature tolerance. Our experiment was completely randomized design with four replications, and our grasses included mid-lawn Bermuda grass and tall fescue. Our nitrogen sources were Polyon in two separate formulations, 4300 and 4100, a Tricoat 4200, urea formaldehyde, more formally known as Nitroform 3800, and finally urea 4600. Then further broke down those nitrogen sources into their respective treatment timings for each of the grasses. For fescue, we had Polyon, Tricoat, and urea formaldehyde applied in either a September or September and March application. For urea, we had a September, November, and May application. And regardless of the amount of applications we had per year, we were going for 3 pounds of N per thousand for the total N requirement for the year in fescue. And for Bermuda grass, we had Polyon, Tricoat, urea formaldehyde applied in April or August, Tricoat applied in April and August, and finally urea in May, June, July, and August, again going for 4 pounds of total N per thousand for the year nitrogen requirement. This is a good time to bring up one of the benefits of the Polyons as opposed to the older traditional urea sources is the fact that you can either do one or two applications as opposed to the three or four that are needed to get the yearly N requirement for the urea. Non-structural carbohydrates were measured bimonthly by extracting two 10 centimeter diameter plugs per plot. Then the plugs were completely defoliated before being placed into a growth chamber. This picture here is me in the field extracting some non-structural carbohydrate plugs. We did this with just a common golf course cup cutter. And then this is them prior to being defoliated and taken into the lab. The regrowth was measured for 8 weeks under no light, and this was very important because we wanted to make sure that all the biomass that we received from the plugs was a result of non-structural carbohydrate reserves. And the growth chamber temperature conditions were 24 degrees C day and night. Here on the right we have two biomass plugs getting ready to be defoliated in the lab. Shoot growth was removed bi-weekly, and the clippings were dried at 70 degrees C for 48 hours. and then the dry rates were recorded. Biomass data was analyzed using the SAS system. Turfgrass color and quality were rated monthly from April to October of each year. Our methods and materials for the low temperature tolerance work that we did, we extracted 5 5-centimeter plugs from each of our treatment plots. And for this work, we were trying to compare Polyon 4300 with the April or August application versus the urea applied in May, June, July, and August. After the plugs were brought in from the field, they were acclimated at 3 degrees C for 12 hours in a cooling chamber. Then they were cooled at negative 3 C per hour and plugs removed at their respective temperatures. We came up with these temperatures for the selected periods from previous literature and also from the LT50 of Midland Bermuda grass. After they went through the freezing regime, they were again acclimated at 3 degrees C in a cooling chamber and then planted in 10 centimeter pots and placed in a greenhouse at 25 degrees Celsius. Then the plugs were evaluated weekly for 6 weeks on two parameters, survival and percent recovery. And here's a picture of some plugs in the freezing chamber just prior to undergoing the freezing regime. Moving into our results. In the fescue study, we found no difference in non-structural carbohydrate status when comparing the traditional treatments to the polymer-coated treatments, and we also found no difference in quality or color when comparing those as well. So therefore, I'm going to focus a good majority of my talk today on Bermuda grass, where we found a few more interesting results. In the Bermuda grass, it started out similar in the fact that we did not find a difference in non-structural carbohydrate status between the polymer end sources and the traditional end sources. But then when we broke it down further and looked at the application timing, we did find some significant differences. Here in this chart, we have non-structural carbohydrate status for the whole 2 year period of time that the study occurred in. On the y-axis, we have etiolated dry shoot weight in grams, and on the x-axis, we have the formulation and the application timing that it received. And as you can see, regardless of the formulation 43 or 4100, we had a significantly higher NSC status for the August applied as opposed to the April applied treatments. Now, further breaking those down, basically, we're just taking each individual formulation, the 4300 in April or 4300 applied in August, and we're going to look at each individual sampling period for a total of 12 sampling periods over a 2 year period of time. We again have etiolated shoot dry weight on the y-axis and the sampling period on the bottom. And you can see we have two significant points that the August applied was greater than the April applied, but the overall trend shows that the August applied performed better than the April applied on NSC status. Interesting point here is the small number of biomass received in May of 07. Most of this is in large part due to a late freeze we received in April in Manhattan right at the time of spring greenup, and did a lot of damage to the plots and then was reflected in the biomass numbers in May of 07. Again, similar type of chart, but now we're looking at the 4100 April applied as opposed to the 4100 August applied. And again, you see an overall trend of the August applied treatments are exceeding the April applied treatments in NSC status. We have a little bit of a weird point right here in January of 07 where our April applied actually shot up above our August applied. Reasons for this could include variability. Again, we were only taking a 10 centimeter plug out of a large area that was fertilized, so could have been a little bit of variability in our sampling that's affecting that point right there. Moving into our Bermuda grass visual quality data, over the period of the study, we had a couple significant points, but mainly today I want to focus on 1 month, and that was in May of 06. Here we have visual quality, 1 to 9 on the y-axis, and on the x-axis we have the treatment and the timing application on the bottom. This chart is showing a contrast between the April applied and the August applied treatments, and you can see that the August applied treatments are significantly higher than the April applied. This is very interesting to us because this would indicate that we are seeing a late season nitrogen effect in the August applied treatments. Moving into Bermuda grass color data that we received, again I'm going to focus on 2 months out of the whole study period. This was for October of 05. Again, y-axis is color 1 to 9. Then we have our treatment and its timing along the bottom. Here we are contrasting the polyon versus the non-polyon, and you can see that the polymer coated applications receive a higher color rating than the non-polymer applications. And this was again very interesting to us, seeing that we saw this 2 years in a row in October of 05 and of 06, because it was indicating that these polymer coated sources may have a better fall color retention than the more traditional sources, such as ureaform and urea. Now, just to remind you real quick, we talked about low temperature tolerance in the third slide, but we were trying to compare 4300 polyon and applied in April or August versus a standard urea, with the thoughts that, similar to the non-structural carbohydrate data, we would see that the August applied would have a lower temperature tolerance than the April applied treatments did. What we actually found was that the April versus August application for polyon 4300 did not actually affect the low temperature tolerance, and it was also not related to non-structural carbohydrate status. We did find, however, that the polyon 4300 improved low temperature survival for the November 06 and March of 07 sampling period when we looked at survival and comparing it to the urea 4600. Here's just a visual depiction of that. This is from the November of 2006 sampling period. Here we have the degrees that these plugs were held at in the growth chamber, and we are at week 6, or the final week of evaluations in the greenhouse. Urea 4600 on the left and the polyon 4300 on the right. As you can see, as you move up through the treatments, we have a fairly consistent amount of recovery until you get to the negative 12C region. And for the urea, we basically had 2 plugs right here that are showing a little bit of recovery, but these 3 and all of the negative 15C are completely dead. Look over here at the polyon 4300, we actually saw recovery up into the negative 12C and also in the negative 15C region when we were looking at survival. In conclusion, the August applied treatments had a higher overall non-structural carbohydrate status and also improved our spring quality. Among the August applied treatments, the polymer coated nitrogen sources improved fall color retention. Again, the polymer coated 4300 resulted in improved low temperature survival when we compared it to the urea 4600. Although the timing of the polymer coated end did not matter, and also the improved low temperature survival was not related to the non-structural carbohydrate status. This time I would like to acknowledge all the people that helped with this research project, and I will entertain any questions that anyone in the audience has. Yes, sir. What question was, did we look at tissue nitrogen? We did not. We were trying again to get essentially an overall look at non-structural carbohydrates from, I guess you would call it more of like a crude overall method with the plugs rather than ever looking at it in comparison to like a wet chemistry method. or the plant tissue of nitrogen. Well, they do have lab work that they've done in the release rates of the product. I don't actually have that data with me, but we did look at that ahead of time to see if that type of thing would have an effect and tried to take that into consideration. But basically, yeah, they work off of a diffusion process, and that's what, you know, the main great attribute about them is, as opposed to the older sources where you needed that microbial activity. It should have been essentially a little bit less variable, I guess, as in the up and downs of it. But they do have lab work on the actual Percell Polyon products where they were looking at essentially every single point, being able to tell how much nitrogen was coming out at that point in time. And we did look at those prior to the study. Well, it should, yeah. What's that? Yeah. Well, we would hope we wouldn't see a pulsing, I guess. Ideally, it should be a little bit more of a just steady release, I guess, essentially, would be the way to say it. And again, that's just through the process of diffusion, especially when you looked at the old the microbial breakdown slow-release sources. Wintertime, they weren't doing anything, so you did see more of a pulsing type of effect. These, where if there's still water, you know, available to them, regardless of whether or not it's wintertime and there's no microbes in the soil, we're still going to be seeing, hopefully, a nice, steady release of nitrogen throughout the time. Yes, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.